I want to tell you something over here. Yeah? Yeah, I put this up in Shul today. Half is against Chazal, and half is Kfira. Yeah. Okay. Where's the Medrash? I asked for a Medrash. On Shemois? I'm always fascinated by Geir and Bali Tshuva. What motivates them to do Geiris? What motivates them to do Tshuva? I'm always fascinated. What did this? Yeah. What did this? Why did the guy give me Geiris? Right. Or Tshuva. Yeah. So, I always, and there's a Rambam. We'll soon see the Rambam. We have a Rambam. Rambam has everything. But what's he saying exactly? Why is a guy Geiris? And why, also, what is the time for Mila the Chok? What's the reason for Mila? Which is also Geiris, by the way. Mila's always Geiris. You give him a dollar. Why did you do Tshuva? Why did you become a Geir? The Doris Kishi Yirtse Hagoy Likones Labris Listoy Faith Tachas Kamfi Ashkino Vri Kabbal Olav Ol Toiro. Three things. She Yirtse Hagoy Likones Labris Listoy Faith Tachas Ashkino What's he saying here? Three things. Whoa. They usually answer, and the articles I've read, he became a Ger, they saw the beautiful family life, or they saw Shabbos, Moyadim, they saw davening, they saw learning, tefillin, Yochel Dachi Noyam. That's what attracted them to become Geirim. The motivation was the Yochel Dachi Noyam and the beauty of Jewish family life and Kashrus and Shulchan Aruch and not just the truth attracted them. To be a goy, seven mitzvahs, also have the truth. Noach had the truth, right? Right. It's not the truth. It's the Rochel Dachi Noyam and the attraction. It's a big attraction. On Tshuva also. I was years in Boston. I saw the Boston Rebbe. Tons of Bali Tshuva. Just with Shabbos. Invited them with Shabbos and turned them on. I remember Shabbos. Didn't seem to be Torah much. Zmiris. I remember they had a soda called Boston Coffee. I'm looking for that soda since. So I remember. I had Boston Coffee. Right. Anyway. Right. That's what attracts them. If you look in the Medrash. Right. Medrash did not say that at all. Who's the most famous Geir in the Torah Shabbat Peh? The Torah Shabbat Ksav is Rus. The Torah Shabbat Ksav. Who's in the Torah Shabbat Peh the most famous Geir? Oplus. So, there's a whole medrash in Rabo Tanchumo and so his uncle was the king, Andar Yonus. And he says, a whole drusha against the Jews, how the Shfelim Sheba'umois, the most attacked people, and harassed and persecuted and threatened and killed the whole Joshua. Then he found out that his nephew became a ger, shocked out of his wits. Omale and Yonus. Right. Why in the world you become a ger? Why did you become a ger? You out of your mind? She didn't say I love Yiddish guys, or the family life, or the Zakri Torah, the Cher Zachinoyam. No, he didn't say that. Why did you become a ger? Why did you become a ger? He's just starshining. He was shocked that his drush, he found that. They told him, your nephew's a ger. Why did you become a ger? So he answered, Shibikashti lumay tayra. I wanted to learn. That's why I became a ger. She said to him, you're crazy. Go learn. I'll support you. Don't become a ger. I'll support you. Oh, my loy. Hoyle chalomay tayra v'loy limoil. Limoil is the epitome of gerus. Omaloi, he says, "Im ein adam nimoil, ein a yochel umay tayra." She nema magid avol v'yakov, mishu mol ki yakov. Li osachin l'chol goy. Hear that? You know, I became a ger, I wanted to learn. So don't become a ger, learn. No, a gosh a cup, or a gosh or something else, you'll come to. Hear that? You can't learn. That's why I became a ger. That's the Rambam. He came, come from Ashkina, this, be Kabul Ol Torah, in order to learn, suffering things. Now there's a world famous Rebbe Kivega. A world famous Rebbe Kivega. It says in the Masechta Nedarim, a Mishnah, a Gemara Nedarim, amazing Rebbe Kivega. When we have this Medrash, it's not amazing at all. Nedarim, Ein Ben Amudar. It says, you learned Nedarim, didn't you?
Yeah.
It says over there, and Kivegit is a Mishnayis, and Tosis Yomtiv. This is just a Mishnah over here. Here's it over here. What's the Gemara? Oh, lovely Ezra. Second, with a boil of boil of meal. Stop. Where? Yeah. Boil of meal. Shall Molly meal? Lay bra, Kodish Boga say Lama Shenemar. Herma Hashem. And my greasy yom of a lila hook is shmaim vorotho samti. So it's samti is a kasha. The post has nothing to do with mila. It's what Talmud Torah. Toyama Hashem. And it can't be talking about, why can't the post be talking about mila? No? And my greasy yom of a lila. Why can't it be about mila? Why?
Only mila by night.
Mila's no mila at night. What's the Mishnah? What the? So the world famous Rebbe Kivega says, Shuvah Membeis is also on the blot on the Sefer Nedarim. He brings a Kliyoko into Rebbe Kivega. The pasuk is talking about Talmud Torah. That's Gedolei Amila. The answer is, why are you mal? What did his Medrash say? Why are you mal? Because without Mila, you can't learn. And by learning, it says, like we see, the purpose of Mila, that's what Uncle said, I became a ger. Why did you become a ger? Why? Because I wanted to learn. Because Lumoid. And without Mila, Mila and Geras are the high point of Geras. A goy is a Oreo. So that is Rabbi Kivega. Shuvah Mem Beis. That's the answer to the kasha over here. Yeah. And big enough kmina lalocha. A big enough kmina lalocha. Is a grandfather. Is he chayvin mila? A great grandfather. Is he chayvin mila?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Why yes? We just say a father's chayv. We just say grandfather's chayv.
It's
like a kivega. A grandfather's chayv in Talmud Torah, Perush Chumash. We talk from vanecha to vanecha. The chayv in Talmud Torah. And Mila is the key. Right. And be the Kliyokar. Have an Oreo? If I stop the cup. If I stop the cup. Right. A Gosha cup. That the Medrash says. I didn't read it to you. The biggest Chacham in the world, he told the Kaiser. A Zokin 100 years old, the smartest man in the country, cannot learn. A Goyish cup. There are all kinds of stories. The type was something. A Malamak had trouble with a boy, a smart boy. He doesn't get the Gemara. What's going on over here? The check is Yichus. And he found out he was a ger up on those gerus. Yeah. Anyway, Kevin v'chlol elam di Torah, dechiv al avi the grandfather, great grandfather. I remember like yesterday, the Moshe Tversky, Kohen Levracha, had a baby boy, and this was a Mansi, so I knew the Rav would be there, so I slept. Whenever the Rav was there, there I was. And Rav could not be Sandik because he was Parkinson's disease, he was shaking. So the Sandik was Jan Kamenetsky. Yeah. So I want to hear them schmoozing together. Anyway, so first of all, Jan Kamenetsky said, Sus Chiba, give me your hand. Like this the whole time through the road, whole time. And then they were schmoozing. First they were schmoozing about here's how old they are. Says the women's legend, you can only live to 120. Women's legend. He's 96, he's getting nervous. So it's a women's legend. I think it's in Evan Ezra somewhere. You only live to 120. It's a women's legend. Right. Well, no choice have like that. I have my Megan. Chaim said, you see a guy, you should live to 120, you're cursing him, you're love. That's the one Shmuel they're talking about. And they're talking about this little Craig over here. Are you Chaim and Milo? Is it grandfather Chaim and Milo? Then they're talking about politics, about the war in Lebanon. Yeah, three things I remember then. Right. Anyway, but Craig says, you're Chaim and Milo. Why am I breezy? Yom and Valayla. Chuk the Shmaim Voros Lysampi. The plus doesn't do with Mila. She says, without Mila, you can't learn. You're Oriel. Pashtapt. In English, block. You are blocked. Even the smartest man, Hear that? Not we have a piece of Gemara. Yeah. Why did we create children and bays? Children and bays. Interesting. So look how I saw. That's why by Sandik. By Sandik, the grandfather should be Sandik. But you're suddenly you're participating in the meal. Not just one baby. All the babies. The grandfather. Why the father not the sandvik? He's yoitz with the shlichas maybe. Right, supposedly. But the grandfather should be sandvik.
Rabbi, is Priya ma'akev for that?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, what's he
one second. It's why? Because he's chayv to teach him Torah. And that's the reason for the milah. One second. That's the reason for the milah. And then he said, chat the pasuk. Yom loy brisi, then yom v'lay l'chukil shaloy something. That is how it's a tol or something. And he meal with her Shaykh Madani. He calls it Kliyokar. Mila, listen in. Mavoy la Mila Saleim, Lahovin la Haskiel. The Torah Mitzvahs. Well, hold up. Beautiful Kvegan Drush. The only place is a Kvegan Drush. It's not Drush. Halacha Lamaisa. Abi Yoav. Well, Abi Yoav. That is a Chiv Mila. Chiv Mila is Talmud Torah. Abi Yoav is Chayiv. That's a Chiv Gerus. Now, I have printed over here this week. What's the purpose of Mila? He says, it's just the Ola is something superfluous. Just to teach you that you have to have Tikkun. A person not born perfect, you have to have Tikkun. In other words, really doing nothing. Against the Medrash and Andrew Kvegan, really doing nothing. It's a mushroom to tell you that a person has to have tikkun. That's one thing over here. Okay, it's a pshat. Not the Unklis and not Rabbi Kvegan. Person needs tikkun. Then he says, what is the tikkun? What is the tikkun? He says over here, what's the tikkun? May ye summon be perfect. What's the tikkun? So he says, message of Mila, right? Man is imperfect. You have to make yourself perfect. How do you make yourself perfect? Oh. She says, Esach Lafonai. Oh, how do you make yourself perfect? Yeah. Shleimus. You have to... says oh He says, what's perfection? What's perfection? I said, even Orthodox Jews don't know it. What's perfection? So he says, perfection is, what's perfection? Here. He says, even the frumah, the pious Jews, generally live according to pious habits, the humdrum of good habits. To think about Hashem at all times seems to them a mis chasidus, a luxury for the great men. The truth is, it's just not idle conjecture of mine. He says, Shom alecha, pentishkach Hashem alekecha, lest you forget Hashem alekecha. That's it. You can't quibble with a clear-cut pasuk. Be on guard. Make sure you always think about Hashem. Right. You always think about Hashem. You can't get away from it. That's telling you, remember Hashem always. Right. And then he says, "Who show you about Talmud ben Beshifta b'kul Rambam?" Right. Strolling with Hashem. Wonders of Hashem. He's been with his peaches over here. Cherries and peaches. Right. See Hashem with the peach? Right. That's his thing over here. Right. Baloney! You have the Megan. I had this story here. I'm ashamed of he should say this. I have this story. I quote this not until today. A lady calls me up. I always tell you the story. Rabbi Shurkin. How's this boy? He said the name. You know the, some of you know the name. I said, he's a very good bacha. He's a machadish. His chabur is. He's learning. You're a shemayim. Balmidos, everything. He has everything. So he says to me, "Was he Oyver Hashem?" So I said, "I told you. Is he your Shemayim and losing learning?" "Yeah, did he take a half hour a day to think about Hashem?" I said, "I hope not." So she says, "What'd you say?" So I said, "Lady, can I ask you a question?" "Yeah." "Are you a Baal Tshuva?" She hung up on me. She hung up on me. Right. I should ask, "Are you a Baal Musar?" It's played by Vic DeMille. Yeah, that. What's the answer? Anybody buckling in his stuff? Does he ever quote Nefesh HaChaim? Does he ever quote Nefesh HaChaim? I'm sure he does not. He does not. Because Nefesh HaChaim says, of course he's supposed to think about Hashem all the time. Shema Betoyis! That's Hashem. Shema Betoyis, Hadra! That's he's supposed to think about Hashem. Dekla Paris! I have a grandson, Lord of Heaven. He asked, what are we learning, Tomo? I said, I'm off with. Oh, Dekla Paris. That's the Nefesh HaChaim. And that is the Maknin or Sameach. I have a Megid, a whole list over there. a guy, a ger boy, hey, there's a ger in Europe, was walking in Goman, a boy, and says, thinking, the Sasem has passed by. What are you thinking about? I'm thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sit down and learn over there! He's not arguing with him. Not arguing with him. Thinking about Hashem does not mean peaches! Right. Thinking about Hashem is Shema Hadra. Shema Vitayas. Right. Sorry, our next thing, Prosa Shel Chaveroi. Right. That the Makna, that's our Samech, and made a Nefesh HaChaim about this. The Nefesh HaChaim. Hear that. You should know that. I'm very shocked at him. Right. I suspected that, but I saw peaches before. You saw peaches and cherries and there's some interesting science stuff over here. That's one thing. I don't know about that. Some science stuff over here. Correct. Anyway, so that's for the bathroom. All right. But again, yeah, let's see Pete over here. Why did Uncles become a ger? The beautiful life of Judaism? No!
To become a London.
Huh?
To become a London.
I want to be a London. She said, no, I'll support you. I'll support you. Go, don't become. Don't be Mao. Orel. What's an Orel? Verstopft. What's the English translation? There's no English translation.
Stuffed.
Blocked. Blocked. Right. And you mal a guy, while a guy, like your king over there in England, Prince Charles has a Jewish mole. Right? Still, he's stuffed. Right, here's right over here. He's kashay alai. Beautiful, safe has this. It's kashay alai, Ishel, Avare, Al Bokhar, Echel, Lebitha, Leshidach. Kentasi, Loma Abola, he's kashay. Tzorchin. Amartio, Al Bokhar, Ho, Mitzuyin, Lamdin, Masmin, Palmidir, Shemayim. Vinochadaito, Vishalo, Haim who ever really Kim, Marty Law. I told you, Shu Yerushamayim, Yasaksha, Mukhevea called Yerim Chassi Shah, the Lahar Hesakeshish Yeshlaim Akosh Bohu. Onisi, Anim Kavashaloi. Right. That dress is right on tell over here. She hung up on me this. Now, he called from Elam, I gave me this kind voice. Shari Mishaloi made. Twice this beyond, Mishakur Rav Chaim, who kosher the dog Hashem is Baruch, and save our mak now Kedushin. He told Lelo Shoyne, Talmid Chachomim, him a Kaimim, a boy said Bokun, are the Esek Atoro, who dvek is Mishmoy is Baruch, Mishmoy, that's his name. The Esek Atoro, that's Eon, the Taz. I am Meshach Chachmo, Pashmayero, pay biz over here. Hattori Tachlis Amritiv, he had dvekis, and his geves lolikim, kiatoyra mo'oinoi shal Hashem izbaruch. Nefesh ha'chayim, shadalid. Nizdapek b'chokoi koysel nizvah Hashem, zu alocha. Uvzehu dovak bo izbaruch. Mamish. Right. Okay. Get down to learn over here. Right.